All right. So we filled your head with all sorts of stuff, yes? All right, so Daniel's a microphone. Question being asked. Already giving it to the questioner.
Thanks. Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
I'm not concise about the question I've got. I'm very activated right now. I know that one part of it is in relation to the last segment and creating your own reality, that we're all responsible for every single segment part of your life. And I believe that. And I am not able to go to the point of consciousness that allows me to change my reality in this, financial, it's got to do with finances and my living situation, and also obviously some kind of dependency on money, on someone else for money. And I really feel that I've been in the moment expecting magic and actually receiving it. Except at this point, and the other thing is the 13th, 11th, 12th, 13th hour syndrome of manifesting at that point, and having to go through that and being okay with the interim. I don't choose to go through this 11th, 12th, 13th moment manifestation anymore. It's a drag. I will refrain from using any adjectives here. It is a drag, and I don't want to do it. I really want to change that paradigm. And
all right.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, you're not the only one who waits until the last minute. We're certain that there may be at least one other in this room who's done that. Hmm? The last minute, all right, 11th hour, whatever it is, whatever hour it's supposed to be, but the last moment, changing at the last moment. Well, there are two factors that go at work there. First of all, is that there is some resistance in dealing with the issue or unable to see the issue until it gets so strong, so big that you're in crisis. You got to hit the crisis and hit the wall and go into it head first, kabang. And the 11th hour person holds this kind of suspense. You know, when you go to see a movie that has suspense in it, the question is, the story question. Will they make it out alive? Will the hero save the planet? Whatever. And of course, in a movie, you expect that somebody else is going to wrap it up neatly for you. But in your own life, when that story question comes in, you're not secure in yourself. And as a result, you're afraid. And then dealing with the fear, you, in a sense, fight with the fear rather than standing in your adult. And so then it becomes a battle to control the fear, to keep the fear under control, to manage and to really keep yourself flowing in the meantime, and to allow yourself to open to opportunities and to expect magic. Sometimes your expectations can be too much. Actually, a lot of people have problems with expectation, either too much, which is kind of... It's kind of like creating a delusion, creating a specific fantasy, or the expectation is not enough. And so as a result, there is a sense of failure. And so your fear sometimes is what to expect. What can I expect? And so the trick is, and probably you've noticed this, that is to get into the adult. Because even in that period of suspense, until you know, until the change happens, when you're in that sense of suspense, when you're in the process of going there, when you're in your adult, you feel optimistic and positive about it. And when you are in your child or adolescent or young adult, you can be worried, silly, and frightened. Now, how does a child deal with fear? The child deals with fear by running away or going into pretend or going into the internal parent, which tries to control something. All right? So what you first want to do is to check when you're in that suspense, quote unquote, and you don't feel that you are really truly anticipating and expecting magic to happen, when you're out of balance a bit, you got to go and look and see, well, what's the child doing? And then once you check on what the child's doing and how the child is doing it, then take the child back to her ideal life, like we did in the meditation. Then you go to the adolescent. Okay, how is the adolescent responding to fear and reacting to fear? Maybe the adolescent is the one who goes into over-enhanced anticipation. I'll just pump it up. You know, I'll just, you know, pump up my energy and I'll be like, rah, 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 I'm cheerleading myself into this. And so, in a sense, the adolescent can over-expect and go into some kind of, like, delusion. Or the adolescent can under-expect and be just terrified and go into depression. Because the adolescent can be very, very angry. Like we said, the adolescent's response generally has anger in it. It can be very angry. And so the adolescent doesn't know what to do about the anger at the universe not supporting their sense of control. Look, I want it guaranteed. I want it set out. I want it to happen, da, 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 so that I feel safe and in control at all times. And I'm really pissed that the universe is not keeping it safe and it's not bringing me the stuff that I want, the way I want it, when I want it. And so there can be that anger seems to have no place to go and it gets turned inward. And there can be some self-judgment. So then there's depression. The young adult can also over-expand the anticipation and say, oh yeah, there's going to be magic, it's all going to be great, but they'll take it to something that it's a projection. It really is beyond what has been, in a sense, it will be, you'll put words in other people's mouths, you'll put ideas out there, and you'll think this is the way it's going to happen, and that's the way it's going to happen, and you just see it coming a particular way. And you say, yeah, yeah, it's going to happen. It's the same thing as a friend of ours who got some tickets and said, the way I'm going to deal with my life, I'm going to win the lottery and then everything will be fine. I know I'm going to win the lottery this week. I know it. I can feel it. I know I will win. I really, truly know I'm going to win the lottery. And then when they didn't win the lottery, they were devastated. They were in shock for 2 or 3 days, and then finally they pulled themselves back together, and they were kind of a different person for a while, very subdued. They didn't know what to make of that. They were so sure. But that's very often like the young adult. So you have to watch these responses and take the adolescent, give the adolescent its ideal reality, and give the young adult its ideal reality, and then go step into the adult and claim it. Claim the reality that you want, that you desire, and give the universe, give it to the universe for the universe to unfold to you in the correct timing for you. If you don't trust the universe, you don't trust the universe to bring it to you. If you want to control the universe, it won't work. Any time that you push on the universe, hey, universe, you aren't doing it right, you create delay. It is a resistance to the unfoldment. If you can expect the unfoldment and know the unfoldment is coming, and at the same time, take whatever actions as an adult you need to take to get yourself a job, to set up this or look into that, or whatever you need to do with your finances, to get right with those, to take the actions, to call the people, to do the steps, to do the work in the physical. That will also, in a sense, displace some and heal some anxiety and some of that suspense. There will come a time when you can stay in the adult and you won't have the suspense. You just won't have the suspense. You'll be, in a sense, anticipating. In what way is it going to unfold? Yes, I'm going to do the dance. I'm going to do the legwork. I'm going to make the phone calls, go out and apply and do this and that and whatever I need to do. How is the universe going to pull it in for me? I'm curious. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be an adventure. I'm going to go out and find a job. I'm going to go out and do this or whatever. So as you get into that state, you'll recognize that you won't have that resistance. There'll be a sense of flow. You and the universe working together in partnership, not you trying to make the universe hurry up, hurry up. Where is it? Hurry up. Because the universe won't hurry up for you. As soon as you want it to hurry up and you want to see it now, it'll delay. And you've noticed this. And then you get more frustrated or angry or fearful. So you want to watch all those internal reactions, keep clearing them out, and step back into the adult and step back into the beliefs of the adult. Claim the beliefs for you. Experience in visualizations or meditations, whatever you need to experience that state. Because in your life, you have created some amazing things. You have seen fantastic miracles and magic happen in your life. And when you were in that state, you are in a divine flow. If you can remember those states you have been in when you have manifested beautifully, and remember to go back there as the adult, you'll hold the right flow, the right resonance. The universe will say, oh, okay, we're free to unfold it now. All right. The second thing that we wanted to mention here was that there's a positive and negative to it. You live your life with a lot of passion, dear one. There's an alarm, isn't it? Kind of. Pay attention. Hello, attention, attention. That's amazing what, like, cell phones can do. They can draw attention to themselves. And they can also, like, any feedback from the universe is also give an exclamation point to what's going on. So the exclamation point is that a part of your child and adolescent and young adult, some of it you absolutely love, some of it you abhor, is the intensity and the passion with which you live your life. On one hand, you used to love the drama. It made you feel alive, creative, juiced. And you found you don't really like it that much anymore. It's a drag. But don't judge yourself about it. And don't judge the situation either. The thing you want to do here is to recognize that you want to get into the divine flow. In order to do that, you need to stay in the adult and practice it. It's giving you excellent practice for being in the adult. And even as you take the steps to go out there and make the phone calls and the interviews or whatever you need to do, you're the adult every time you do it. You're adult on the phone. You're adult in the interview. You want to make sure that you step into an interview or into an interaction with someone else in your power. And this is really handy for all of you to be aware of. Anytime you're having a meeting with somebody, having a conversation with somebody of any significance, that you need to negotiate anything or you need to get something from somebody, like a job or whatever it is, you need to prepare yourself before it. Now, there are certain physical steps that you need to take on, you know, and before an interview is to know where it is and when and to be there on time. And if you need to bring your bio and your resume and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's all part of the physical dance. But on the internal and the intangible, you have to stand into the adult. And there you are at the office or at the place where the interview is or getting ready to pick up the phone and place the phone call or on hold waiting for the interviewer to get back onto the phone with you. Whatever it is, get into adult. Remember, okay, I'm powerful reality creator. Everything that I create in my reality is here. And the reality in the universe is friendly. People are good. Okay? I love myself. Even if I screw up, I still love myself. If I win and I'm successful, I love myself. And I love others as well. And I can radiate my love to them. I'm free. I'm free to make choices. I'm free to call certain people, talk to certain people. And if it doesn't feel right to me, I can even say no. But I can draw to myself things that can feel right, temporarily right, permanently right, whatever, that feels good for me, where I have room and flexibility to grow. Doesn't matter what it is. You can put that awareness into it. You can have fun wherever you go. You can enjoy yourself wherever, whatever you do. And again, to remember, you and the universe are in partnership. It is safe. You are creating safety for yourself. You're learning how to create safety for you. Safety means that you can rely and trust yourself. You can trust the universe to be friendly. You can have confidence. So what you do is you access your adult. And when you get into that adult state, the closer you are to it, the more freely you can expect the magic, the easier the flow will be, the easier the unfoldment can be. And if you give yourself a real nasty financial crisis, then give yourself a lot of love. Give yourself a lot of forgiveness if you feel you've done stupid things. Give yourself a lot of nurturing. Do some meditations, like the adult meditation we did earlier. Get yourself back in the vibration. Get yourself up in the frequency. But mainly, love yourself. Take your power back if you lost any of it. Keep yourself there as much as possible. And then, one of the things that's happening on this planet at this time with all the chaos and craziness and changes is a time of creativity and redreaming. Redreaming. If the crisis is bad enough, you may have to rethink some things. You may have to reevaluate what your preferences, priorities, reevaluate what your sense of order, reevaluate what must come first and what must come later. You may have to do some reevaluations. Don't do it at the point of a gun on yourself. That's not loving yourself. Do it by saying, okay, the universe has presented me with this wall. Know it's your stuff. Know that maybe sometimes it's a gentle hint, gentle, but it's a hint from the universe for you to maybe, you know, come up against the wall. Maybe it's a hint, okay, maybe it's time to make a turn and try over here. Look in a different direction. Now, we cannot interpret exactly in every circumstance what that would mean. But ask for assistance and ask for help as a powerful reality creator from your team. You can call on us. You can call on all your friends, mentors, masters, teachers on the other side to be with you and hold your hand, and that you're willing to change. You're willing to open to new possibility. And who knows after getting into that state, 5 minutes later the phone may ring and it may be something interesting. You may end up doing something you didn't expect you would do. But it could be refreshing. It could really add to your power, add to your consciousness. There's always a solution when you're an adult. There's always another option. There's always possibilities. There's always bounty. There's always abundance for you. And you want to be able to receive. So you have to love yourself. And so the practice of loving yourself and letting go of the last residues, those last remnants of shame, judgment, of any kind on yourself. When you hear it, stop it. Right? Shift. It's your will that will make this change. And then you'll find that the 11th hour thing won't be such a crazy making kind of situation. You'll find that synchronicities will happen. And even if you seem to come to a dead end, as soon as you get in the right state, another door will open that you can go to. And you may think of something you never have thought of before. From the adult's perspective, your world will come to you differently. You're in transition right now between an old school and this new reality. So you are in the adult, and then you're not in the adult. Then you're in the adult, and then you're not in the adult. So you may find your reality swapping back and forth and getting weird stuff and then magical synchronicities and then weird stuff again and then magical synchronicities. Take this as a sign you're in transition and recognize that there's enough magical synchronicities that have happened to you in your life that if you can begin to trust them and do what you think you need to do the dance, to do the physical energy, to create some momentum, to trust that it will all unfold for you. It'll be taken care of. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you.
All right.
I had a situation recently where I kind of was, you know, you're kind of going along your life and minding your own business, and then somebody comes along and kind of does the version of a, well, they just come along and slap you out of the blue. And,
oh, the surprise system.
Yeah. And I got really, I've been under a lot of stress lately, and I got really angry. And this isn't even a person that I really know, but they're in a position of power in relation to, a part-time thing that I do. And, I just found myself getting really caught up in the emotion of the anger. Mm-hmm. And I was having a hard time sleeping because I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then I kind of get caught up in this emotional energy of like an injustice has been done, and I want to fix that. And I get kind of punishing in mm-hmm. terms of how I want to react. So my question is that when you're in that space, how can you shift out of it?
All right. When you're in the child or the adolescent, in your case, you're dealing with the adolescent energy. Which is generally angry energy. And if you feel powerless and frustrated, it can go right in your body. You can get sick. And things will all seem to be in a cascade, falling apart and so forth. And there's, when you get into the injustice, this is you getting into, is the adolescent getting the channel always used to call high dudgeon, which is where the queen gets really queenly and stands up there and tells everybody off. She's just absolutely just PO'd. She's just that. She's had enough. And she stands up in her full regalia and she just lets them have it. The high dudgeon. It's a kind of a form of the princess mentality. And that this is not right. It should not happen. And blah, da, 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 da. And there's this whole thing about the injustice. Now, what happens on the underbelly of that is the martyr. It is the attachment to being angry as your response in life. And so in order to break out of it when you're in it, you have to have some kind of reminder to trigger your awareness, of, hey, you're pissed and angry and you're all upset and you feel victimized and you feel unjustly accused and you feel trapped and you feel and you're really, really angry and you're getting depressed and then you're getting angry and then you're getting hostile. Oh, I want to fight. This, an injustice has been made. I should sue them and blah, 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 blah. And you're getting all into this, you know, disturbed place. Somewhere you need to have a trigger in your consciousness that says, look at what I'm doing. You need an observer. You need to be able to observe. When you are in the adolescent, filled with it, you don't know a thing. You're in a knee-jerk, automatic pit. All right? You understand?
Yeah.
All right. So the way to get out of it is that you have to have some trigger. Now, one of the things that you can do is to make a sign, you know, where you live, stay in the adult, you know, or you can have it, you take it around and take it in your purse or something. And remind yourself during your day when you're not necessarily pissed and upset and in your really upset mode, stay in the adult. Adult. Oh yeah, adult. Right? If you think of it in the middle of it, it'll bust you out of there. It gives you the opportunity to be responsible. It gives you the opportunity, in other words, to respond as the adult. You can you're in an adolescent response. You can lift it up to level 3 by will, by choice. Because what is it that the adult can do? In their power, they have the power of choice. They have the authority. They're not a victim. So you have to remember it by choice. All right? Now, if you continue to forget, then what you have to do is in that moment when you're not angry and upset particularly, when you kind of regroup yourself, make sure you do not get hard on yourself and get tough on yourself. Oh no, I was so stupid, I forgot to get into the adult. Here I am spending all my time in the adolescent again and I'm all angry and upset and feeling powerless. Oh damn. Don't go there. Go to your positive assessor first thing. And the positive assessor says, I love you. Sorry that you're in pain. Come to the adult. Come step in to your power now. Come step in to the love and feel the love. You're a free being. You've chosen to come into this physical plane. You have a mission in mind. Self-realization lies ahead. You're safe. Remind yourself, you see, when you're not in the midst of the rage or whatever. And go take your child, and especially your adolescent, and give them their ideal life. And then in your mind, go back to the situation that you and this person had, this person who's your boss in that part-time situation, and go over the conversation that you had. Watch, like we said before, just watch it like a movie. Watch how you respond and how you react. The surprise, the shock. Look at how just the surprise caught you totally off guard. You felt vulnerable. You felt weak. You felt kind of suddenly defenseless, powerless, which essentially is child plays. So what were you doing before the slam on the head? Like you said, I was minding my own business, just going along minding my own business. Who were you? Child, adolescent, young adult minding your business? Because if you had been an adult minding your business, it might not have happened at all like that. The point we're making is go back and look through it all, glean from it where you gave your power away, where you began to judge, where you began to react in anger, fear. Go look at it. in a dispassionate and loving way about yourself rather than judging yourself. Don't be critical of yourself. Go through it and look at it like you're looking and analyzing a movie. Like you've made this movie and you've got to edit it to make sure that it really flows well, right? You're going to look carefully at every scene. Pay attention to the conversation and the dynamics. And then rewrite it with you as the adult. In every one of those individual scenes, what would it be like if you responded as the adult? You can logically, you can use your a notebook and journal it and write it out. If it doesn't just like spontaneously occur to you, because in this particular situation it wouldn't, most likely. So you need to figure it out. Okay, how would I respond with power? You'd respond basically to this boss with calm self-respect. You'd say something, I don't appreciate being treated this way. I don't deserve it. But you don't say it with hostility and anger. You seek to look at why the boss was upset. What's the boss's issue? Where did the boss feel threatened and have to control? Where did the boss feel somehow or another let down or adjusted or powerless and they had to take control? Go step into the boss's point of view and look at the situation. Maybe when you're minding your own business, you're being a blankety blank, according to the boss. But you can't figure that out unless you go and empathetically step into the boss, look through the boss's eyes, and if you can take your judgment off of the boss, which might be a bit tough, but an excellent challenge, and look through the boss's eyes sympathetically, you may find the secret. You might find the clue. What is it the boss really wants? What do they really need? All right? And then, how would you as the adult make them feel safe? Stand up for yourself without hostility, in self-respect. How can you feel safe when you're in the presence of the boss or talking to this person? How can you not take it personally? What if you realized it was their stuff and the universe was bringing you the opportunity to take your power and to step into your majesty and your power? You understand?
Yeah. That's very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Because you see, consciousness, to become conscious requires, ta-da, consciousness. You must choose to be conscious of what you're doing and what your strategy is. You'll find that if you go through this approach, the energies will shift and the next conversation you have with your boss could be something far different than you expect. If it continues to be overbearing, you may have to do a little standing up for yourself gently. No judgment, no criticism, but saying, this is how I'm feeling, and I don't think it's appropriate to treat me this way. This is how I feel I'm being treated. Basically, stand up for your value, what you have to offer. Otherwise, you wouldn't be involved with this person. Right? You have value. Now, if you feel insecure in the whole situation, the boss could fire you and throw you out the door. Then you have to look at your own fears and your own insecurities and take away any judgments you've made of yourself that you've had to compromise in the past for the sake of money. You understand that too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because unfortunately, in your culture, it is assumed that everybody, except just the very lucky and the very few, have to compromise for money. This implies a tremendous amount of struggle, suffering, resistance, hardship, and exhaustion. It's a workaholic country, what can we say? You're expected always to push and drive yourself, to be the slave driver of the young adult. This country is experiencing its young adult phase. Now, there are other countries around the world that are not like this at all. Some of them are still in adolescence. Some of them are still in child. But this is why you're here, is because it's time for people to find their way personally beyond this craziness of pressure and demand and the rage and the helplessness and the powerlessness, and create a new pathway through. And you're one of them that said, I want a new pathway. I'm ready for it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Well, along those lines, Galexis, of a new pathway. I'm in a place where I am being open to the next, it's kind of a transitional place, you know, what's my next step. And I feel...
Oh, nobody else is there.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm getting a lot of inspiration or ideas that feel exciting, and one thing I notice is I'm still going into that young adult place where once I start moving forward with something, I feel like I start getting caught on this current of action, 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 and then I, you know, start just getting into this doing mode, and then I like mm-hmm. lose that connection with the real source of the inspiration, and
yes,
and you know, I lose my adult.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess I'm wondering about how to know which inspirations to move forward with, and then when, once moving forward, how to keep that connection with the adult.
All right. Well, actually, we're going to suggest that it's not necessarily which actions you're taking or which inspirations to follow.
Hmm.
In fact, you just follow your heart, whichever one turns you on. You may want to try it for a while. Don't feel concerned that you have to make a choice that's going to be successful long term. And if you don't, well, oh, the struggle, the unhappiness of it, I'll have to start all over again. That's the adolescent not wanting to, oh, I don't want to work. There was this television comedy when the channel was young called Dobie Gillis, right? And Dobie had this friend who was kind of the beatnik. And any time they suggested, and the beatnik never had any money, and every time they suggested he did get a job, he said, job? Work? Because his whole M.O., was to do as little as possible and to work as little as possible and not work at all if possible. All right?
That's
so that's the
MO
adolescent.
Too.
All right? Okay. Yeah. So what happens is that you start following an inspiration. Hey, this is great. And you start getting into the flow. And then your slave driver gets installed. You forget. You're the adult. You can go at the pace that's natural for you. You forget that you have a temperament, a pace that is right for you. You forget. Because the installation of the slave driver is so automatic with the one who is dreaming this long-term, I got to accomplish and I got to achieve and I got to control the future. It's got to be the best choice. I better make the best choice. I got to make a good choice, and it's got to be successful. I cannot allow myself to fail. I've got to push and drive until I can push it through. And when you get into that attitude and that momentum, you'll find that all sorts of glitches and complications start coming up, and all the things that were seeming to be flowing magically at first start sludging down, getting slower. You notice that? And then you have to put more energy in to push them through, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then how do you motivate yourself to do that? The slave driver. The whip.
The whip.
Right? Okay, as soon as you get the whip cracking, you've lost your power. Okay? So the object here is rather than not think it's the wrong thing to do or the wrong direction or channel of manifestation, the thing to do is, okay, how to do it? How do I want to do it as an adult? You have to dream something new here. Because if you do it the way you've always done it, you're going to exhaust yourself. You're going to overwhelm yourself. You're going to be worn out. The thing's going to fail. And then you have to go back and start all over again. And you're going to be beating yourself up about it and feeling angry of all the pressure that was put on you. So the object here is to pace yourself by staying in the adult and doing what you love as you love it, if you have that option. All right. If you engage with somebody else in a project and they expect you to overwork yourself, it's not appropriate. You need to say something. You need to stand up for yourself. In the current work environment in this country, a person who paces themselves and is not a workaholic makes other people nervous because they don't know what you're doing. You're outside the box. They're uncomfortable. They can feel even threatened, even though it has nothing to do with them. So most people feel uneasy when other people start feeling uneasy and kowtow to the old routines. This is where you have to practice consciousness and stay with the adult. And the adult will honor that there's other things you need to do in your life, and you need to pace yourself, and you need to have adequate rest, and you need to stay in your motivation. The adult has a very positive motivation. The motivation is clean. They desire to do it. They're willing to do it. They're enjoying it themselves. As soon as the joy disappears, as soon as it starts being work, uh-oh, slave driver, shift back to the adult. Make a new choice about how to pace yourself. Make a new choice about in what order or what routines you want to do in the experience of it. And if that particular channel or avenue of manifestation doesn't seem to be what you enjoy after a while, even as the adult, you won't have any trouble dreaming something else and jumping to something even better. You understand?
Yes, perfectly. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. All right. Thank you so much for your questions. They're all very valuable questions. And shall we take a break?
5 minutes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll return for a meditation. And for the meditation, please bring your adult, okay? You left your child and your adolescent and your young adult in their ideal world. So before you enter the meditation, mentally in your mind, just check and make sure they're all still there, okay? Okay, child, check. Adolescent, check. Young adult, check. Okay. And also, internal parent, check. They're not there. Okay. Social ego, validator, check. They're not there. Okay. Slave driver, nope. Check. All right. Now, the fastest way probably to get into the adult is to step into your assessor, your higher self, and look at yourself, observe you from a loving perspective, a divine perspective. If you can do a little of that before the meditation, that's going to help too. But don't worry, we'll do it too with you. All right. So take your break, and then we'll do some powerful adult work. All right. Farewell.